What a voice. And I have a gift for you, too, because my friend Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports Association has agreed to stick around for another half an hour, keep me company. So thank you, Ray. You're doing me a favor this morning.
Oh, anything for you, Meg.
Aww.
We've been friends a long time.
We have. So this is so exciting. I've been watching American Idol for years, but then kind of last few years it dropped off. But when I heard we had a gal from Pensacola, and I thought, I wonder if she's any good. This woman, oh, my goodness, what a voice.
She's amazing.
Wow.
She really is amazing, and
yeah.
It just makes it. She makes it look easy. Now, I have not seen. I know. My lovely bride Susan has recorded it because we were at a grandson baseball game last night.
Aww.
In the middle of American Idol. But I saw the three dots on the TV, which
mm-hmm.
means it's being recorded. Which I will get a chance. Hopefully, we have another grandson baseball game tonight. But we will find a chance to go watch. Our Pensacola girl.
Well, here's
rocking.
The thing. I think now they get into the rounds where the people vote, right? So we need to get everybody in Pensacola to get on the horn, and when they do the show live, then vote for her.
Well, I would have said vote just for her because she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't seen that adorable little boy that she
has with her,
I don't know if he's 8 or 9, maybe
mm-hmm.
10,
mm-hmm.
singing along with her, and he's just precious.
Aww.
And just adds to the story.
Okay,
and
we have a task.
They love great story. Yeah, we got a great task.
We got to support this young woman. I hope I'm not mispronouncing. I think it's Keila Richardson, spelled K-E-Y-L-A. Keila Richardson. She's beautiful, talented, and from Pensacola, which makes me think, as we've been talking about Pensacola Sports Association, I just have to say it again, that our very own Ray Palmer got nominated, or actually has been nominated to be inducted into the ETA Hall of Fame. And this particular group is a national organization, and let me see if I have my little notes here, and this is the Sports Event and Tourism Association Hall of Fame. He's going to be inducted on April 22nd in Las Vegas. How fun is that? And I just have to say congratulations, because like Keila, because we've had other singers, we've had athletes like Justin Gatlin, there are a lot of people who in the sports world have come from Pensacola. Emmett Smith. There's a lot of different. Talk a little bit about that. What do you think it makes Pensacola special in that way? What it is about us that we are bringing to life these beautifully talented people?
It's the community itself. It is the people like Lumen May
mm-hmm.
and his Southern Youth Sports Association. It's organizations like Pensacola Sports, NEP Baseball, Bill Bond Baseball,
mm-hmm.
The kids that are the organizations and the parent commitment to put their kids in sport, because it teaches so many positives. And then you have, you know, these mentors, Coach Raymond Palmer, mm-hmm. with the Southern Youth Sports Association.
That's a different Ray Palmer.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that's what makes the difference. Doug Baldwin was recently mm-hmm. put into Pensacola Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
And
talk a little bit. There may be folks that don't know that we have a local Hall of Fame.
Well, we do. Pensacola Sports has a Hall of Fame.
Which is really neat.
Yeah, that we induct. This year we inducted four. Peter Dyson, David Williams, Doug Baldwin and
mm-hmm.
Justin Gatlin.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the fastest man in the world. In fact, Justin has a track meet this weekend
uh-huh.
That he'll be in town. He'll be Friday night at Running Wild. He'll be signing autographs. And
That's the one on Scenic Highway?
That's the one on Cervantes, right at Cervantes Scenic
mm-hmm.
Highway. He's got a new book out, I believe, that he's going to be signing and selling. And also just being taking pictures and stuff with the kids, and he's a great guy.
Aww.
And we've got Doug Baldwin was put in the Hall of Fame, and Doug has really taken his ability to touch people and make a difference in his hometown on the West Coast, where he played in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And he is much more focused now, not on football and teaching football so much as making a difference in different parts of the community where they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug had a very moving acceptance speech at the banquet a few weeks ago. It was really amazing. And then Doug, and they all talk about it started in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And what a difference those people, all those coaches, and the commitment to them to make them as good as they could be.
Mm-hmm. And that says a lot to our local schools, the high schools, the different programs that they have at the high schools, and the coaches. We've got some amazing coaches in this community.
We have had and do have amazing coaches in a variety of sports. You know, we have great tennis players, you know, basketball. We've had swimming one year in the 86 Olympics. We had four swimmers from the same high school in the Olympics, which in itself is insane.
Yeah.
From a community our size, that we had, you know, four Olympians coming out of one high school.
Right.
Just amazing. And we had a track star, and we had a young boxer by the name of Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when you're talking about famous athletes from Pensacola, come on.
Promoted Pensacola. Pensacola in the house. Derek Brooks,
Emmitt,
all these guys are just Bubba Watson.
Yes,
and then the list goes Jerry Pate. The list goes on Jay Bell, Travis Fryman. I know I'm missing
a zillion.
Many.
Yeah.
And some were great but didn't necessarily do professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just been really blessed. I know that HBO back in the 90s called us the City of Champions. They were here doing a Roy Jones fight.
Huh.
And that's so we quickly grabbed that City of Champions tag and used it. And they were like, we don't know what's in the water in this community. There's something in the water here because it's not like the normal. Jeremy Reeves was in the was at the banquet this past year. The list goes on and on. And I'm trying to go off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And again, I know I'm missing them, but they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
And Josh Sitton. Josh is
back in the
community.
He's back.
Now he's a builder and doing great things in the community, giving back a lot of his time, energy, effort, finances, and everything you would want.
Okay. We're talking with Ray Palmer. He's the president and CEO of Pensacola Sports Association. If you've got a question or a comment for Ray, please send it in at 850-437-1620. We've got lots to talk about for sports in Pensacola, so we will be back on Pep Talk in just a minute. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Ray Palmer, president and CEO of Pensacola Sports, is hanging out with me this morning. I'm so appreciative because I love hearing about all of this. And you've got some more things that you wanted to tell us a little bit about that y'all are involved in now.
Well, excuse me. I just want to kind of explain to the listeners, if they're interested, you know, people talk about what is Pensacola Sports? What do you do? What's your role? Oh, it's a multivaried role. One is we obviously are in the event management business, like our high school all-star series, which we're very proud of, and our annual awards banquet and our double bridge run and our firefighters.
But just name a few.
Yeah. one of the things that is our role in our sports tourism initiative is to be the, if you will, the reporter and the keeper of the data to report the value of tourism through sports. Sports tourism is the industry tagline, and that's what Sports Events and Tourism Association is. It's our national trade association for the industry. It's our job to tell the story to the decision makers. So if they want to, as they look at budgeting and they look at the needs of the community, it's our role to report back to them the activities as best we can capture. For example, at Brosnahan Park, where they have a major soccer venue. What is the use of that venue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we report to them annually, or actually probably more than that, but basically annually, a usage report that says you've got X amount of soccer players. You've got 1,000 soccer players out there every week doing soccer. And then you have 2, 3, 4, 5 events a year where people are traveling in, other soccer, youth soccer teams are coming in. And so you now have 3,000 people on site.
Wow.
And the value of that to our economy through the collection of bed tax and the people staying in hotels and using our restaurants. Eating out and shopping in our malls and shopping in our stores, the value of that. And we have the capacity to report those numbers to the Board of County Commissioners.
Excellent.
Because most of that is tourist development tax dollars, which is a 5% tax paid in short-term accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a TDT is. It's a bed tax. quarterbacks, and I'm sure you've had that conversation with Darren at Visit Pensacola.
Sure, he comes on
the
show. Yeah.
Right, and he does a great job. Well, we do, it's focused on sports. So as the Board of County Commissioner looks at budgeting and says, okay, do we need to build more soccer fields, or do we need to build an ice rink, or do we mm-hmm. need to build an indoor sports complex, or do we need to build a conference center? Well, Darren keeps the numbers for the conference center, and Pensacola Sports provides the data for them to make, hopefully, good decisions with our dollar to say, okay, so we need more soccer fields, or we don't need, but we need more baseball, which is mm-hmm. how we came to the decision to take John R. Jones, which was all grass fields, a great,
right.
great field, a great facility. But our competition is gone to turf because mm-hmm. when it rains, mm-hmm. we're playing in the mud is not yes. very good, mm-hmm. but playing on turf allows you to turn over tournaments. And when you're paying, when parents are traveling in, the last thing they want to do is not be able to play.
Right.
So you need the facility to be capable of playing and turning quickly. If it rains, in an hour, you can play.
Mm-hmm.
If that's grass and mud, mm-mm. you can't play.
Right.
So the return on that investment. And so they come to Pensacola Sports and say, run these numbers for us. And we have programs, technical programs that we can report. If you bring this many kids in and this is the sport they play, this is how many parents are going to travel with them, this is how long they're going to be here, that type of thing. We have data that covers
all. Do the projections.
Do projections. Mm-hmm. And then we report afterwards how they did. We can do it. And we do it for sailing. We've helped the Yacht Club with
yeah.
those kinds of initiatives.
Well, that's a whole other show you and I could talk about.
Oh, yeah,
about
absolutely.
The sailing situation. I'm curious, so you had mentioned to me before about your role and what's happening with the renovation of the Pensacola Bay Center.
Right. And our role in the Bay Center is just a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can come to us and say, all right, if we build this and it's this construction, it's this many basketball courts or volleyball courts or whatever it may be, pickleball courts,
right.
what can be the ROI on that facility?
Which is return on investment.
Yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. return on investment. And to me, that's the number one look as where do you go is what is our return on our investment? But we also have to look at what is important to our citizens.
Right.
Because we have, we've done multiple studies since 2010 that show that what our needs are for in the world of sport.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be indoor basketball courts, we have a lot of groups. We talked earlier about Lumen May and the Southern Youth Sports Association and his type of organizations that need practice venues mm-hmm. for basketball or volleyball, girls volleyball, a huge, huge sport. They have to drive to Foley to practice.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep. Some of their groups have to drive to Foley practice because the University of West Florida has the best facilities. Their facilities are not designed for our community. They're designed for their students.
Correct.
As they should
right.
be.
Right.
And so they have limited use. I mean, they, mm-hmm. they work with us great. They work with these organizations phenomenally well. But that's not their number one mission. Their number one mission is to take care of their students. Not even their student athletes, their students, and then their student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So the local volleyball club, they're challenged.
Yeah,
they don't
doubt.
Have any place to practice, so they're driving to Foley to practice
wherever. Yeah, that's interesting.
Absolutely. And to host their tournaments. And
I was watching some of the discussion, I guess, online about the Bay Center, and I was noticing there was discussion about a second ice rink, which I thought was interesting, just because we're in Florida. But the hockey is popular, obviously, with the Ice Flyers. What were your thoughts about some of those ideas?
Well, I think that the hockey is, I mean, ice, I'm a big supporter of anything. My world revolves around facilities, so I would never say no to mm-hmm. any facility. I worry about the location of the ice facility down there. Number one and foremost is parking. I think
yes.
we have to be very careful of what we develop down there.
I think that's, you're absolutely right about that. Parking is key for everything. Okay, we're talking with Ray Palmer. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620 with Pensacola Sports Association. Of course, if you want to know more, you can go to PensacolaSports.org. When we come back, a few more things to talk about coming up this weekend for sure. And we'll check in with Ray and see what else is happening with Pensacola Sports right here on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, hanging out this morning with Ray Palmer of Pensacola Sports Association. We were just discussing Keela Richardson, who is really doing well. And I'm not sure. I feel badly. I don't know if the, I think the show's back on tonight where they'll be doing the voting.
I don't know, but we're just going to wish her the best of luck.
Absolutely.
And we're going to tell everybody on Pensacola.
Vote for her.
In Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. Anybody listening in our listening zone, please vote for her.
Yeah.
Such a great story. Such
a
great story. And we love, you know, obviously our passion is Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
We want to tell the story again of all the great people. She just joins the great athletes that have come from Pensacola.
It's a
long list. Why not add an American Idol?
Why not? I think that'd be awesome. We'll have to have a parade.
Yeah, well, then I definitely have somebody to sing the national anthem at my event.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Hey,
there
we're always looking.
Okay, there you go.
Her price may be more out of our small private not-for-profit budget. But
that's okay. She's a hometown girl. She might do it for a little something-something. I don't know.
We'll give her a T-shirt.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
And
speaking of T-shirts, you got great T-shirts for an event this weekend. For those of you just joining us, just real quick, Ray, the details on the Big Bay Hill Bay. Bayou Hills, thank you. Hills Run.
Bayou Hills Run Saturday morning. Bayview Park. I grew up a bike ride from Bayview Park playing on the red clay tennis courts at Bayview Park. It's Saturday morning. Race sign up is available at PensacolaSports.org. Justin Gatlin, if you want to come by and meet Justin and say hello, Friday afternoon,
you can come
do packet pickup and say hello to Justin at Running Wild on Cervantes Street. We look forward to that partnership. We look forward to having, people out there. And then again, we talked briefly. There's a book fair of some type in Bayview Park, basically at the end of the run. So bring your family down and experience the whole thing. Give your kids a chance to run in the kids run, which is actually a competitive timed run, a little bit different than most. And just come start and enjoy Pensacola, one of our most beautiful places.
No doubt about it. It's so exciting that you do all these things. The firefighters coming up shortly after that out on Pensacola Beach. I believe that's April 11th, which really isn't that far off now. And that's always fun to watch. And they set up, oh my gosh, it's very elaborate.
Very.
All the different things that they do, you know, showcasing their skills, and it's a competition for them. And so that's very exciting. And then also, before we go, if you missed it, and he's probably going to kill me for doing this again, but congratulations, Ray. Pensacola Sports, our very own CEO, Ray Palmer, will be inducted into the Sports Event and Tourism Association. This is a national organization, y'all. Hall of Fame on April 22nd in Las Vegas.
Truly a labor of love. That's all there is to it.
How cool is that? I just think that's the greatest. I do. I think it's the greatest thing ever.
They called me. I thought I was in trouble.
Isn't that funny? You get a message from the principal's office.
I thought
sure
I'd been called to the principal's office. What did I do wrong? I know I have kept to myself this time. I've been there before.
What did I forget?
Did the dues pay? Did I pay? Exactly.
Isn't that funny? I know. I really relate to that.
Completely fooled. They were like, we need to talk to you. I'm like, golly, what did I do? I know.
And so what did they say?
Congratulations. And I went, I know what time of the year it is, but I was the board chairman just 2 years ago, chairman, national chairman of the association.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, and they know I'm retiring.
Right.
And so as soon as they said, and they brought on the president, because the incoming chairman was the one who called me, brought the president on, I went, I'm not in trouble anymore, I don't think.
Well, congratulations. I want to get a report on
this
trip to Vegas next month. It's going to be awesome. Check out the big run this weekend. Ray, thank you so much for sticking around with me this morning. It's been a lot of fun. My name is Meg. I'm the host of Pep Talk. And if you're starting out your day today, just remember, keep it simple. Be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. And always remember to love now.